Salam, listeners. Welcome to a project exploring colonial India and the scientific practices that existed within it and the kind of colonial heritage that pervaded the beginning of what we call the modern Indian scientist, which is, of course, a very colonial title. This is explored primarily through the scientist Jagadish Chandra Bose, particularly because he was considered the father of modern Indian science. Therefore, this series of episodes in this podcast focuses on his work, specifically a short story speculative fiction called Palatak Tufan, meaning runaway cyclone, written in Bengali. The story is recited by Jagyasheni Mandal, who is a guest on this podcast. The recitation will be available as a separate audio file attached along with the episodes, and I invite you to engage with the recitation even if you do not understand it, just to gain an appreciation of the cadence and the rhythm of the Bengali language and its original intended reading. Hopefully in time, transcripts for the entirety of the episode will also be made available. Very briefly, Palatak Tufan is about an ecological disaster in the form of a cyclone heading towards Calcutta, and its bewildering impudence by a mystical hair oil concoction. Why specifically this short story? I think it offers an understanding of Jagadish Chandra Bose's motivations, first as a scientist engineered under colonial administrations and pedagogy, and then finding his own expressions as an amalgamation of Western practices and his indigenous knowledge. As John Reeder argues in Colonialism and the Emergence of Science Fiction, colonialism is a significant historical context for early science fiction. Therefore, the propagation and subversion of this by Jagadish Chandra Bose in his speculative fiction is a very ripe environment to begin to understand his battles and his frustrations and his buy-ins into scientific practices. Lastly, the story was originally published in 1896. Interestingly, the short story competition for which it was written was sponsored by a hair oil company, and one major stipulation for the entries was that the story had to include the brand within it. It was then republished in Jagadish Chandra Bose's anthology in 1921 with some telling edits. The publication history of the short story offers great insight into Jagadish Chandra Bose's positionality as a scientist within colonial India. I hope you enjoy and learn from each episode and engage with it as you wish. The podcast itself, in its structure, is an exercise in non-hierarchical value making, as the guests vary from academic to non-academic positions. Thank you for listening, and if you have any feedback, please feel free to contact me at the details on the website.